Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. If you've ever used the phrase a shot in the arm to describe something as invigorating, you're probably not an allergy sufferer who's had to endure ongoing injections to control symptoms. Shots are not only painful, but often inconvenient to schedule into a busy life. Yet that's been the standard course of treatment for many allergy patients for the past 100 years. Recent developments, however, may make those shots obsolete for those who suffer from hay fever.
Liquid drops and tablets dissolved under the tongue may be the next big thing in allergy treatment. What are the benefits, besides avoiding the poke, to drops over shots? Here to discuss treating allergies with pills and drops is Dr. Linda Cox, an allergist and immunologist from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She's president of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Cox. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thank you for inviting me.
I'm sure it's great news for people that go in for weekly or bi-weekly shots that they may be able to transition into drops in their own home to treat their allergies. Before we ask you about that, would you please explain to us how immunotherapy works? Why introducing the allergen can actually relieve symptoms? How does that work?
Well, the two types of treatment that we're talking about, the drops and the shots, or the tablets, drops and shots, involve introducing the allergenic substance into the body in high doses. For safety reasons, the reason you're coming in frequently in the beginning of the allergy shots is to start at a low dose and go up to that high dose that will in turn teach your immune system to recognize it as a friendly substance or to become tolerant to it rather than being allergic. So what you essentially are doing is inducing tolerance to the allergen by exposing either by an injection or underneath the tongue high doses of the allergen. So there is an importance to the dose of the allergen in terms of teaching the immune system to be tolerant rather than allergic.
Can I just ask you quickly, then why wouldn't the allergen in nature do that naturally? If you're exposed to it on a daily basis, does your body ever tolerate it, get used to it, and reduce symptoms?
It's probably not consistent and high enough to induce the tolerance. It may be the reason why you don't have to take shots, drops, or tablets indefinitely. There is generally recommended a treatment course of 3 to 5 years, and then many people can discontinue and they stay well controlled. It's thought that that ongoing natural exposure keeps them in the tolerant state, but you probably don't get a high enough consistent dosing with the natural exposure. There might be some exceptions because there are some people who live with cats. And I'm sure you've heard this, and they tell you the first couple weeks it was terrible, and then they kind of got used to the cat. Well, that phenomenon is recognized, that individuals who might be living with a cat for some period of time, and we often use the college student as the example, then goes off to college and seems to lose that tolerance, comes back and visits parents over Thanksgiving, and woof, they're having a bad allergy asthma attack. So it's probably not enough consistent allergen exposure with natural, you know, inhaling it to get long-term tolerance.
I feel like you've been peeking into my home, Dr. Cox, because I have a college student who goes off. She's tolerant at home. She goes away to school, and then she comes back. We don't have cats, but there are other allergens in our home. I guess my question is two-part. How long would it take someone to redevelop that tolerance? And is this type of tolerance therapy, is it universal for all allergens?
I know that cat is the example that most people point to. I don't know that we know this for dust mites and other allergens where the exposure is not as apparent, or even for seasonal, because it seems that people with seasonal allergies like grass, every year they they have their season, their bad symptoms. So I know that we've seen it with cat, and that when you're living with a cat, you have fairly persistent and probably significant exposure, whereas a seasonal allergen may be not long enough to even, you know, induce that long-term tolerance, that change in the way your immune system is responding. And those changes have to do with what antibodies are being produced, instead of the allergy antibodies, you're actually producing antibodies that are thought to be protective. And in some concepts, it's kind of like the thought of a vaccine. You know, you get vaccinated against flu and other things to give you some protection. It's not the same immune mechanism, but it is changing the way your immune system looks at these allergens and responds to them.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Dr. Linda Cox. She's president of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. And we're talking about allergy shots and transitioning into possibly taking tablets or drops instead. Why don't you tell us about that development?
Well, what you're referring to is the sublingual allergy tablets. These tablets right now that are being considered for approval by the FDA are directed at grass pollen. So these would be tablets for people who have symptoms during the grass season. The FDA Advisory Committee considered two companies' grass tablets last November and voted favorably, and it's thought that the FDA often listens to their advisory committees and may be approving these grass tablet products in the near future. What these products do is they induce a tolerance to the allergen, the grass allergen. You start at least 2 months before season. And you would take the tablet every day underneath the tongue. The safety of it is felt to be acceptable such that it can be given at home without a doctor or other healthcare professional present, which is different from allergy shots, where they should be given where there's a doctor or healthcare professional can treat emergent allergic reactions present. So what this offers is the allergic person the convenience of getting a treatment that will change their immune system, hopefully long-term, potentially giving them a cure, versus right now a lot of these patients are just taking antihistamines like over-the-counter cetirizine or loratadine or prescription nasal steroid sprays. And even with those medications, they may still have significant breakthrough symptoms. What this treatment has been shown to do with the first course of treatment, again, you have beginning before season, is you have a response. You get better with the first treatment course. Then it's recommended that you continue for 3 years. There are different schedules. Some of them are before and during season, and some are all year round. But then at 3 years, it looks like you can stop. And it looks like you might be done with your seasonal allergies.
Now, what about the fact that shots are very specifically tailored to the patient on the receiving end, and drops are a little more broad-based? I mean, that's you can't tailor a drop or a pill to a patient.
Well, the way allergy drops are prescribed in Europe, it's specific to the patient. So if a patient's only allergic to grass, they would get a grass drop. And these extracts used in Europe are the same extracts that are used for injection treatment. I think what you're referring to is there are some people that are sensitive to a lot of different allergies, and it'd be very difficult to have that much liquid underneath your tongue to desensitize somebody, whereas it's a little easier to administer that in an injection.
So what we're saying is that this first wave, which would be grass pollen, if this is tolerated well and the FDA approves it, that eventually other types of allergens could be developed to in the same form?
They're in development, actually. Okay. And ragweed tablet is going to be considered at the end of this month by the FDA Advisory Committee.
Is there any downside or negative side effect to the tablets or drops?
The most common cited side effect is kind of itchiness, tingling of the mouth, which a fair percentage of people get. It's my understanding it's usually only in the first few days of treatment or the first few weeks, and then it resolves, goes away without doing anything. You don't need to take medications for it. You don't need to hold off on the dose. So it's a local effect, but it's very early in treatment, and it just seems to go away.
We only have about a minute left, but I do have to ask one question that seems – I'm curious about it because I know that having a daughter going into the doctor's office to have those regular shots, I think that once you remove the shots and you have a prescription form, the physician is cut out of the process, which means you're not earning as much for your specialty. I'm not suggesting that this is how medicine operates, but is that a concern for physicians in the allergy field?
No, I don't think. I think what this treatment's going to do is take a lot of patients or persons with allergies that weren't ever seeing a specialist and say, now there's a treatment that might cure me. I'm not going to just keep taking these over-the-counter antihistamines. I want to go see the specialist and find out if I'm a candidate for this treatment. Because really, hay fever is going to last for 20-plus years, and that's 20-plus years of taking these antihistamines nasal sprays. If all you needed was 3 years of a tablet and you knocked out your grass allergies, that's not only cost-effective, but that's for a person that's a disease-modifying treatment. So what I think we're going to see is more patients wanting definitive treatment for their allergies.
Dr. Linda Cox, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Linda Cox is president of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. She's in private practice in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Thank you.
For more information on allergy drops and Dr. Linda Cox, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
On next week's show, uncontrollable unwanted thoughts and repetitive ritualized behavior. These can be symptoms of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. We'll talk with psychologist Dr. Robin Zazio about this anxiety disorder. Plus, learn why so many gardeners are growing vegetables from seed to avoid hybrid or genetically modified plants.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on the WRVO website. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
Information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.